AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The latest report on inflation is making it difficult for President Biden to refocus on stalled elements of his economic agenda. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
Rampant inflation and soaring prices are crushing the American people.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on January's consumer prices, up 7.5% over last year.
The severity of this inflation was directly fueled by the reckless far-left spending spree that every single Democrat in this chamber voted to ram through at President Biden's behest.
We need to ease the burden on working families by making everything more affordable and accessible.
At an appearance in Culpeper, Virginia, President Biden said one big way to do that would be to limit the cost of prescription drugs.
Everyone has less money in their pockets today because of high drug cost and health insurance. And it's more expensive for everyone.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 526 points. A report from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission shows the number of abortions in the state fell by 60% in September, the first month under a new restrictive law. Congress gave final approval to a bill guaranteeing people who experience sexual harassment at work can seek recourse in the courts. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand in the Senate says some women are blocked by the fine print.
Because somewhere buried in their employment contracts was this forced arbitration clause.
A mask is not required anymore to visit Las Vegas, according to Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak.
The state will no longer require masks in public places, but employers and school and organizations, including school districts, may set their own policies. And I encourage them to work with their employees and communities to ensure that policies are in place.
Rocket startup Astra's big Florida launch debut ended with all four mini satellites destroyed. This is AP News. The Philippines lifted a nearly two-year ban on travelers.
Fully vaccinated travelers who've tested negative for the virus will no longer be required to quarantine upon arrival, while Manila has also ended a risk classification system that banned travelers from worst-hit areas. The Philippines had imposed one of the world's longest lockdowns and strictest police-enforced quarantine restrictions to quell a pandemic that caused its worst economic recession since the 1940s. More than a million Filipinos lost their jobs in the first year of the pandemic alone. I'm Charles Duledesma.
A big trade in the NBA. James Harden is moving south from the Brooklyn Nets to the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers get Ben Simmons. Simmons has not played all season. He demanded a trade last summer. The move comes just 5 days after coach Steve Nash said the Nets wouldn't trade Harden, who was the 2018 NBA MVP. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.